I want to be a firefighter, a ballerina. I want to be a Batman.
Did you ever dream of seeing your name on a Broadway marquee as a kid? If you did, you probably have some fond memories of memorizing lines and making costumes for school plays. But for kids with intellectual and developmental disabilities, finding a spotlight isn't always easy. State of Opportunity's April Van Buren brings us the story of a Michigan theater company trying to change that.
In this spare room of a Bloomfield Hills church, a group of young actors have braved snow and icy roads to make it to their weekly Tuesday night theater class.
Okay, we're gonna step to the side twice.
The students are about 4 weeks out from their big show, and tonight they're putting the final touches on their choreography.
Boogie down. Now we're gonna jump. Ready?
This rehearsal will look pretty familiar to anyone who's ever done theater. But there is one thing that's a little different. All 18 actors here tonight have Down syndrome. The class is run by Fourth Wall Theater Company. In theater, the fourth wall is that imaginary border between the audience and the actors on stage. When an actor gives you a wink or talks right to you, it's called breaking the fourth wall.
Well, in Fourth Wall, we decided to kind of reverse that and break the fourth wall in the other direction, meaning that anybody can come from the audience onto the stage and participate. So we open the door to everyone of all abilities to come and participate in the theater.
That's Annie Clark. She's the co-founder and artistic director of the company. Clark and her friend Katie Mann started Fourth Wall as a hobby. But after their first show, Mann says it was clear they were tapping into an unmet need.
The students were beaming. The families were in tears. They took their final bow. And one student ran up to me and said, "Miss Katie, Miss Katie, Miss Katie." They looked at me because I was good, not because I was different.
Their first class had just 6 students. Today, the company teaches in over 100 locations all across the state. And Fourth Wall students aren't just actors and singers and dancers. They also have a hand in actually writing the plays they perform. They help pick out storylines and settings and characters. Mann says no one, regardless of their ability, is going to end up as that proverbial tree in the background.
A lot of times moms will call me and go, "This sounds great, but my child doesn't speak. They're nonverbal. Can they still come?" Of course. We've connected iPads to speaking systems and used the tablet to have them speak. We've had students hold up posters to speak, and we've had students just do a gesture, a thumbs up or something.
Mann and Clark like to call the work they do with Fourth Wall therapy in disguise. Neuropsychologist Blythe Corbett says there might be something to that. I talked to Corbett on Skype. She's the director of the SINS Lab at Vanderbilt University, which studies the social functioning of kids with autism.
And one of the things we're probably best known for is novel treatments. For example, we utilize theater to address some of the social communication challenges that children and adolescents with autism experience.
Corbett's lab wanted to figure out, could they actually measure the therapeutic value of theater for kids with autism? And what they found was promising. Kids who went through the lab's theater camp spent more time on the playground, interacting with new peers. And they had an easier time remembering faces, which is something that can be a challenge for people with autism. Fourth Wall parent Alexa Rufas says the impact of theater goes well beyond the students themselves. Her daughter, Selena Wiesenberger, has been performing with Fourth Wall for a few years now.
You know, she has 2 other siblings. Selena is my oldest. And when they came here for a performance, my other kids were, "There are all Selenas." They saw 30 people with Down syndrome, young adults, in one place. And my other kids were just thrilled.
Rufas says Selena has thrived here. She's made a ton of new friends, and she even got the chance to perform on stage in front of thousands of people at Detroit's Fox Theater.
How many parents can say that? Okay, my child has a disability, so what? She is a star.
What Fourth Wall gives Selena and the other actors here is a place to shine. For State of Opportunity, I'm April Van Buren.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.